Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you. We introduce the topic, and you take it away with your calls. This is a live call-in show, a safe platform for all of us to come together, Jerry, and take a look at ourselves and the world around us.
That's right. It's great to have you tuned in here on the program today. And we want to talk a little bit today about disabilities, living with a disability. If you do or if someone you know lives with a disability, a handicap, a limitation of some kind, we just want to know how you feel about the way the world looks at you, how you're treated. Are you respected? Are your needs met? Especially, of course, in the church. There's a lot made about accessibility nowadays and outreaches and ministries and services for those who have some sort of disability. So if that describes you and your life situation, we would love to have you weigh in on the topic today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And we always like to cover all of the topics from different angles and to broaden the topic as well. And so this includes disabilities that one may not see, okay, in the world. Maybe a mental brain health disability, an emotional disability, something of that nature is something you're carrying deep inside of you that no one can see. So you have to go out there and you have to function like everyone else, but you're really struggling inside. We want to talk about living with a disability today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please take a moment and call in. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. We consider you part of the family if you hear the sound of our voices. Okay, here's the number, 833-288-3986.
Maybe you are responsible for helping somebody with a disability. Maybe you drive somebody around or provide them with errands and do certain things for them. Let's talk about that as well and how important a part you play in their life. But I like what you said, Debbie. Disabilities take many different forms, and some are really not, like you said, visible per se, but they still can be a little bit limiting in our lives. So if you or someone you know is living with any sort of disability at all, we want to respect you and entirely, completely give you the show today and hear from you about how your needs are met, how you're cared for. You know, are you respected? Do you sometimes get disrespect because of that? Maybe prejudice of some sort or another. It's very unfortunate if that happens. 833-288-3986. Now is the perfect time to call. 833-288-EWTN.
Show team is in place. Ace McKay is our wonderful producer. We have Jeff Burson monitoring social media. And of course, the one, the only, Matt Gabinski answering phones. He's delightful to talk to. And he will pick up the phone, say hello to you. You get to chat for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You get to listen live and you'll slip right into the discussion. Talking about living with a disability today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We hope you join us. Okay, this is the one, we think it's a very special platform. The one special platform where we can really feel comfortable to come together and walk together, join arm in arm, hand in hand, together as we journey towards God. Okay, that's what Take Two is all about. We're in this together. That's why we call you and all of us the Take Two family. 833-288-3986. Jerry and I created this family because this is the family we really want to have. In addition to our birth families, we know we love our birth families. But you know what I'm saying, Jerry? This Take Two family is very special.
It is totally special, and we hope that you feel an important part of it, important enough and significant enough to call in with your take any topic, any day that we're doing, whatever topic it is. But hopefully there is a topic today that maybe particularly resonates with you in your heart. Living with a disability at 833-288-3986. You can email us your takes, and that will be take2@ewtn.com. You can post on the social media sites, those of you watching Facebook or YouTube video streams. Hi there to all of you. And we have the show website as well, take2show.com. You know, in a sense, Debbie, most everybody is living with some sort of a disability, but, you know, we don't want to, I certainly don't want to make light of those who have very serious, you know, crosses in their lives, mm-hmm. you know, maybe mm-hmm. Unable to, you know, maybe aren't mobile, maybe unable mm-hmm. to walk, have, you know, sight, limited sight or loss of sight mm-hmm. or hearing or things like that. So we just want to cover it this, like Debbie said, from all different angles and just find out how you feel about the world that you live in with a disability. Maybe you've overcome it. Maybe you just have thrived in spite of a certain limitation in your life. We would love to hear your victory story too at 833-288-3986.
Oh, I like that, Jerry, your victory story. And I would really like to, you know, we always talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'd like to see and hear some of the stories of, you know, what really went wrong in society. You know, were you passed over for a job or let go because of a disability, or, you know, in Jerry, you said it, to be disrespected or disregarded or dishonored. I mean, there's a lot to be said on this topic because I worked in the hospitality industry for many years, Jerry, and unfortunately we saw a lot of that. We saw a lot of that, and that was really, really horrible to watch, and we saw the pain that it caused. So let's talk about it from all angles. Very important. Again, the number to dial is 833-288-3986. And please don't hesitate, okay? Because this show is only 1 hour long. We get this all the time. We have so many in the Take Two family say, can you do a couple hours so we have a chance to call in? It's 1 hour. That's why we go very, very fast.
Yeah, the second, third, fourth additional hours would not necessarily be up to us. If it were, well, we would probably do more than an hour on a lot of occasions. But you're right, Debbie, it's a short, quick, in-and-out hour, and we just always love the participation that you provide here on the program, no matter what the topic is. And today we already have a lot of participation. Matt Gabinski is busy, busy on those phones already, but that doesn't mean you can't call in and get on the show with your take about living with a disability, 833-288-3986. And I certainly in no way want to compare myself, Debbie, with a lot of people who have serious disabilities, but I got a little bit of a taste of this. I've shared this before on the show. When I was growing up, I was born with club feet, and I was called two left feet when I, you know, in sports and in PE and in high school and stuff, because I always ran funny and I couldn't jump very like all the other guys and stuff. So it can be pretty difficult, you know, especially for a young person growing up. So, but again, that didn't limit me hardly at all in life, so I don't want to compare myself with others who have more severe disabilities. But you hear the music there. Ace is rolling that for us, and we're going to go right to your call, starting with Betsy in Spokane and many others today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. 833-288-3986. It's your show. Let us hear from you.
Talking today about living with a disability on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please call us 833-288-3986. Before we go to the phones, Jerry, I wanted to share with our wonderful Take Two family, Father Benedict Answers Your Questions by Father Benedict Rochelle. Beloved spiritual master and psychologist, Father Benedict Rochelle tackles an array of personal questions in his refreshingly frank conversational way, addressing everything from hot button topics in the church to ways to explain what Catholics believe to advice on increasing your devotion to our Eucharistic Lord. He talks about divorce, remarriage, and same-sex attraction, who is really allowed to receive communion at Mass, and so much more. Father Benedict Answers Your Questions by Father Benedict Rochelle. Love it. And you can, it's available. This is the part that's really important, because this is how you can pick up this book right now. A new book from EWTN Publishing, available at EWTNRC.com. Buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com.
I love it. Even from eternity, Father
from
Rochelle is still writing books.
He's still writing books?
Yes. He was a very prolific author. These are probably gleaned from his other writings and his talks and his TV shows and all of that. But just fantastic wisdom from Father Rochelle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we promised Betsy would be first in Spokane, Washington, and that's where we're going to go first, watching the video stream on YouTube today. Hello, Betsy. Welcome.
Okay, guys, I'm going to let you know from the outset, the Holy Spirit set this up. Debbie, this is a giant leap. Just to let you know, this is not something I normally do. I'm not a public speaker by trade, but here I am. So, I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version. I was born with cerebral palsy. I was the only natural child of my parents to survive. My mom had 5 miscarriages before I was born. I was the run of the litter. I was 3.5 pounds, 7 weeks early, and my first home was an incubator. So I've had surgeries, about 6, 2 C-sections, and cellulitis about 6 times, carpal tunnel. But anyway, I was not supposed to be able to bear children at all. I have 2 healthy daughters in their 40s, 2 grandchildren. So God is, I'm a walking, breathing, living miracle, to say the least. It's just, it's amazing. What I mean, I could take up your whole show with miracle after miracle that the Lord has done in my life. But wow. The biggest one is he shown me through the Catholic Church. I'm a convert from the Episcopal faith. So he showed me from the Catholic Church that my suffering has merit. It has use. I can lift up my sufferings to help others and to in reparation for my own sins. And so, you know, and I want to give a shout out to my parents. They're both deceased. Samuel James, he died in this past January, and then my mom, Sarah Elizabeth, died in 1985. They weren't really vocal. They weren't. My dad was a fallen away Catholic, and my mom went to church when we had events, but they were still amazing. The fact that they, you know, all the sacrifices that they made. Oddly enough, I have 2 adopted brothers, one of whom is deceased. He actually had Duchenne dystrophy, which didn't manifest itself really badly until in the early 2000s. And he died at 37. My other brother, Bob, they're not related, by the way, is still alive. He's in his 50s, and he is amazing, too. But and I also want to give a shout-out to my husband, James. He's my rock. He's had some challenges of his own, which I won't go into here, but he turned his life completely around, and God is working powerfully in his life, too. So wow. There you go.
Wow, there you go is right, Betsy. That was a Job-like litany of things that you listed there. And God bless you, you know, and I'll just get right to the thing that's the key for me, and that is, you know, you have seen the hand of God in all of this, and that is the nugget that you really have been given as a grace by God. You've suffered a lot, and you've been surrounded by a lot of love as well, especially you mentioned your husband who was your rock, and you've had so many people there to support you. But I just want you to really know, and I'm sure you do, I hope you do, the beautiful graces you have won for so many other people by offering. You said something about offering your sufferings. You said your parents weren't necessarily, you know, the best churchgoers or whatever, but they showed the love of Christ to you, and I have no doubt that your life subsequent to that and your sufferings and offering it all up has been beneficial to them and so many other people as well. You sound like an absolute living saint to me, Betsy. And Debbie, I don't think you're probably going to disagree with that very much.
I agree wholeheartedly, like a victim soul you're talking about, yeah. Jerry, and I completely agree with you. And Betsy, as you were speaking and telling your story so beautifully and powerfully, and such an inspiration to all of us, I added James, your 2 daughters, yourself, your parents in our prayer book, just so you know. But Betsy, all I would add to what Jerry said so wonderfully is that you are the strongest individual I think I've ever listened to on the radio to really pull through. You said your first home was an incubator, right? And for you to hang on, Betsy. See, I'm going to get emotional. This is why it's so important that we value life from the womb to the tomb, because Betsy, you hung on, you fought hard. and you fought so hard in order to have your two beautiful daughters. Way to go. You're amazing. God bless you. And thank you for saying yes to the Spirit and adding and starting this beautiful discussion today. Anything else you want to share with us?
I just want to, especially after seeing Nefarious, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to fight abortion to my last breath, Debbie. I'm going to fight abortion to my last breath because people, I mean, everybody's become disposable in this world.
That's
the
right.
Elderly,
that's right.
The disabled, babies, you know, if you don't want the problem, just erase it. And, you know, I know so many beautiful people that I grew up with. I was mainstreamed in the 70s, so I was in that first wave of being mainstreamed, and I've had people trying to slap negative labels on me my entire life, and my mom was my advocate. She fought to make sure that I would have the best education. I have a paralegal degree from a community college, Spokane Community College, and, you know, I'm working. I don't know whether I'm going to finish my bachelor's, but I'm discerning that still. But people are valued, and every life matters. Every
exactly.
life matters.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for people to, abortion is just a scourge. I saw that so vividly when we went to see Nefarious. There were parts of that that were very hard to watch, but that it's a scourge. It's a scourge.
Yeah.
So it's
Betsy, that's why we do shows like this, in order to remind people what's really important to God, who's really important to God, why we were created, to do exactly what the Catholic Church has always done, respect life from the womb to the tomb. So you're spot on, and that's why we continue with these shows, just to remind people, Jerry.
Yeah. Betsy, God bless you. Our prayers go with you. And as Debbie said, all of your loved ones and intentions are in our prayer book for the Take Two family around the world. Have a beautiful day, Betsy. Thanks for joining us. Mary is next in California, also watching the video stream on YouTube. Hi, Mary, and everybody else watching today. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Debbie and Jerry. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm Steve's wife. Mary, the one from Napomo, Central California, my husband, I have to give a shout out to. He is called on Valentine's Day on your show and told you that I was his rock, but he does it for me as well. I have an invisible disability that basically stopped me from going to church. I have fibromyalgia. And when I would go to church, everybody wanted to hug. And when they would hug, they would pat me on the back. It caused like an earthquake sensation going through my body. And it was so painful that I stayed away. So EWTN has become our church on the television and has made it to where I could do that. Because before that happened, I had a service dog that happened to be a pit bull. And that caused people to stay away from me, which is what I wanted. But I was told by a pastor, and this was a Protestant church, that I couldn't bring my service dog into church, into service, because she was scaring the other people that were coming to church. So we learned from that, and the dog is since deceased, but I have given it forward. God has given me a wonderful opportunity to train other dogs as service dogs, and I do that now for wounded veterans with PTSD. So he's given me a ministry because of my disability. The dog used to wear saddle bags that said fibromyalgia. An invisible illness, awareness for an invisible illness. And part of that is important because we don't see what other people are suffering. And so anyway, I want to thank you for your program, and that's my story.
Wow. Mary, what an incredible journey you've been on. I mean, you know, so with the obstacle that you faced with that pastor kind of stopping you bringing your emotional, your service dog, that could have derailed you. That could have sent you, you know, running out the church door saying, I'm done. I'm done with religion if this is what it's going to be like. But no, not you. You turned it around and you created an opportunity, a ministry. Wow. Incredible. And then you, and then of course you started off your wonderful phone call about your husband, Steve, and how he, and on Valentine's Day, how you were and you are the most special person in his life and how strong you are. Mary, I think it's incredible. You know, what do they always say? You make lemonade out of lemons. You know, it is very true. You know, we can turn anything around and have it work for us instead of against us. Mary, way to go. Any last comments? Because, you know, with you having an invisible disability, any words of wisdom for people who are struggling right now with a mental situation, emotional, you know, I mean, nobody wants to wear a t-shirt saying, you know, I have this, please, you know, back off, leave me alone or do whatever. But what would you say to people who are walking around really hurting inside, but they you know, people can't see it?
The biggest thing is people will say, well, you don't look disabled. And my comment to that was, you can't see that I can't hear. Mm-hmm. And they would look at me and they'd go, what? I'm like, I wear hearing aids as well. You don't know that is a disability. It's an accepted disability. But you can't see that I don't hear. And people would go, whoa, okay, so there's more than that. And so I think just realize that God doesn't give everybody a styrofoam cross. And some of us have been asked to carry them. And when you do it and you give it for Jesus and you're doing what he's done, it just really makes you respect what happened on the cross and wow. what God gave his son for. And that's basically, you know, mm-hmm. I guess that's the only thing I can do is just say, keep tracking people because, you know, God will show you how wonderful he is through all of this.
He will. And I have to tell you, Mary, you and Betsy, our previous caller, and I'm sure everybody who's on hold waiting to get on the show, you are amazing inspirations to us. I can mm-hmm. already feel just the inspiration that the Take Two family is garnering from this conversation today. So, Mary, thank you for sharing what you did with us and for us, what you did for the program and for the Take Two family today. You and Steve and all of your loved ones and intentions are definitely in our prayer book, just like everybody else is as
Absolutely.
Well. So thank you, Mary, for the phone call. Appreciate mm-hmm. it.
We've had two back-to-back powerful calls.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah, we got some social media, too. If we want to mm-hmm. get to a couple of those, we can. Okay. Our good friend Timoteo says, I have dealt with asthma all my life, and this actually helped me in knowing my limitations, yet I have never, all caps, never used my health challenges as a crutch. And Debbie, we know Timoteo very, very well, and we can believe every word that he just said there. He definitely would not be the type to feel sorry for himself or use any health challenges as a crutch.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Michael P. says, I have been diagnosed as being learning disabled and possibly with autism, yet through the grace of God, I am where I am at. My parish gives me the spiritual support that I need to survive. Well, hopefully, Michael, you're not just surviving, you're thriving. So that's wonderful. And that's true. You know, you get these diagnoses and you go, you then you wonder, what do I do with it? How am I going to be accepted? You know, how am I going to fit in? It's very interesting. So we hear that a lot, actually.
Anna Marie, who's also a regular on YouTube, says, I have a serious gift, not a disability. I love that outlook that she has, Debbie. She says, I have a serious gift, not a disability, smiley face. Though it gave me limitations, it also gave me great blessings from God. Every single day, I remember God saved me. I'm eternally grateful. So the beautiful takes continue here on our topic today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, living with a disability. If you're on hold, hang on there. We've got a lot more of you to get to. 833-288-3986. It's your show. Please plan to join us. moment. We are being blessed tremendously by your calls, your takes, your lived experiences today, living with a disability today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Let's go right back to your wonderful phone calls. That would be Lydia in Midland, Texas, listening to us on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Lydia. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Howdy. How you guys doing? I'm so glad you took my call. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
I just had to share my story with you because I know you know some about me, but I do have a handicapped son. He had spinal meningitis and he was 2 years old. Left a lot of brain damage, and he went in walking and talking, but came out not talking, but had to have a lot of therapy to regain it and walk in. He lost all his motor abilities, and that was hard on me. But when we were in the hospital, the doctor says, I don't think he's going to make it. So I prayed and prayed, and I asked God, please, God. I said, please, God, please don't take my son. I love him so much. I do anything you want me to do with him. I won't complain. I would do what you want me to do. I would have patience in everything, right? So anyway, my son, we just got home from the hospital Tuesday this week, because that's why you haven't heard from me, because I was in the hospital with my son. He had to get 2 blood transfusions. He was going septic, and had to give him a whole bunch of antibiotics. And I just want to tell you, my son has a mind of a 5-year-old. And every time a nurse or a doctor or somebody would come into the room, they go blah, 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 blah to my son. And my son's looking at him like, I don't know what you're telling me, because I don't comprehend anything, because I'm his bodyguard. I'm his advocate. I'm the one that protects him. And because he don't even know what are we doing here, what's going on, or anything like that. So anyway, I tell Lee, tell him how we are. Said, I'm 5 years old. And they just look at him like, oh, wow. And my son, he's not 5 years old. He's a grown adult. But I don't treat him like a 5-year-old. I just treat him as a person. And but anyway, he knows that I love him and I take care of him and I do everything for him, because he graduated from high school and everything. But it's just that his mind is of a 5-year-old. And like I said, he loves music and he loves to watch good movies. And we love to watch the angel stories on the faith channels, and we watch WTN, and we listen to you guys every day, because there's so much wonderful, inspirational words that you have to offer us. And I tell you, God has blessed me, because when I was in the hospital last week, the doctor said, I'm so sorry you're here. I said, no, I'm not sorry. I'm glad, because God brought us here. God knew my son had issues, and we had to come to emergency and come find out, hey, guess what? You're not going home. You're staying. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, all the saints. And I was wondering, can you please, I have a lot of people to put in your prayer book. Can you do that for me?
Certainly.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I have Lee. I have Tony. I have Becky, Greg, Angela, Corey, Sophia, Antonio. Antonio Jr. Mm-hmm. And then I have a beautiful friend that's having struggling. She's having a lot of problems because her husband's in the Veterans Hospital, Alzheimer's, and her name is Marilyn, and his name is AJ. Please pray for them, because they're good, loving, wonderful people that have been married over 50 years now. This is going on, you know? Mm-hmm. And she drives back and forth, and I'm praying for her safety on the road, because she has to drive on the interstate. And then pray for my son Bradley, because he's having some issues. My son Tony, I don't know if I mentioned Tony, I forget. But my cousin Josie in Michigan, she's got real bad. She fall down, and she's an elderly person, but she really needs some prayers too.
Okay. Well, Debbie has all of them in in the prayer book, Lydia, and all I can say is, you know, it's such a shame when a lot of parents do not want the opportunity. I'm not going to call it a burden. I'm going to call it an opportunity to raise a child like your son. And you embraced it. You begged God that he would live. You said, I'll have the patience, I'll have the love, and you have shown all of those things. And I have no doubt that God, you know, had this special mission just for you, Lydia, and that you are the most amazing mom that any son could ever hope to have. Mm-hmm. And your son is very, very blessed. And I love the way you described his achievements, graduated from high school and watches the movies and everything. And together, you two are a great pair and a great witness to us and to the entire world. I can promise you that.
Oh, I totally agree. And Lydia, you know, right now, there's all these celebrities, right, that are trying to design that they don't just put their name on a perfume bottle. Some of them are getting into the fragrance business. They want to design a fragrance, right? If we were to design a perfume fragrance for you, Lydia, I would call it Joy, capital J-O-Y. Because you are amazing. You exude joy. It radiates from you. It comes from your words. I think you are so special. I just love you. Thank you for being joy to us today.
I forgot. I went out at the hospital. There was a PCA, and his name is Alex. And his heart, I mean, it reached out to me because I think God told him to tell me something about his family. Anyway, he's taking care of his daddy. He's diabetic, lost his legs. He's taking care of his mama. She's in a lot of pain also. And he still works at PCA at the hospital. Can you please pray for Alex and his mother and father? I don't know his mom and dad's name. But anyway, he's such a wonderful person and giving person. But I told the nurses and all the PCAs that I've been taking care of my son all these years, and I still haven't got my degree yet.
Well, you should have an honorary one, Lydia. That's for sure. Yeah, we'll put Alex in the prayer book and his parents as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lydia. God bless you and thanks for you and your son listening to the program every day too. We're so blessed mm-hmm. to know that you're there.
Yeah, and thanks for being joy. Doesn't she just mm-hmm. exude joy?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. It's such a gift from God, such a grace mm-hmm. to have that. Yeah,
it truly is, because most people are losing their hope and joy, mm-hmm. and that's not good.
Well, we thank you for all of you on hold, for your patience. Some of these calls are maybe going a minute or two longer than they otherwise might on the show, but that's because it's just such a deep and very beautiful topic that we're covering today, living with disabilities. So Mary is up next in Connecticut, listening to us on the Station of the Cross. Hello, Mary. Thanks for calling Take Two. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie and everybody, and
Hello.
Thank you. I
mm-hmm.
love being in the Take Two family.
Oh, we love having you.
Yeah. I want to try to go quick because I want to hear more people, and I'm being so strengthened by the previous callers today.
Amen.
And I kind of feel like my disability is dwarfing every word I hear. I have blindness. The last 4 years have been pretty, difficult. And earlier this week, on the day that you had the topic of what would Jesus say to you, a lady called. Her name was Carol from Alabama, I believe. And she had blindness, and I felt so connected to her. And the thought came to my mind of one day when I was in prayer, and I just said to the Lord, I don't like being blind. And I didn't want to change it, but I didn't know what to do with it. And I did hear definitely words in my heart. And he said, I gave you this challenge to bring you closer to me. And right then, it just became a joy. So
wow.
I try to not dwell on what's lost, but what's gained. And I have another disability that's invisible, like a previous caller, that keeps me from being at Mass, and that has been a sorrow. But I was in some chemical injuries. I had two chemical injuries and multiple chemical sensitivity. And if I even go near someone that has fragrance in their hair gel, I can have an asthma attack. So at some point, I just couldn't be in church, but we had a private Mass was arranged for me and my parents, and I was overjoyed. I remember that all the time, what a beautiful gift that was, and just the people I've met through support groups, I think, are very strong people, get right to the heart. We've never seen each other, but we just connect as if we've been lifelong friends, and so there's many, many gifts that come through something that could seem like it's not good, but it is.
Mm. Wow. Mary, you're just continuing the theme today, and that is, you know, gratitude in the midst of adversity. And I love how you describe, you know, you are honest with God. God wants us to be truly honest with Him, bare our hearts, and that can sometimes mean just telling Him, you know, God, I don't like this particular situation. It doesn't have to be irreverent, doesn't have to be, you know, treating God in any way other than with great respect, but He does want to know how we're feeling about things, and He had that beautiful, tender response waiting just waiting to present to you after you had told him, God, I don't really like this, and what he said, and how that just transformed you. You know, it turned the whole situation, maybe turned your whole life around. God telling you, I've given you this because I wanted to draw you closer to me. That's what he wants, ultimately, Debbie, for all of us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he will allow adversity and difficulties and disabilities as the vehicle to help bring that about.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Mary, I just wanted to say thank you so much for recognizing the platform of this show and how we can help one another, how we can move each other closer to God through our lived experiences. Like you were referring to Carol's call from the previous show and how that started, the quest for you to pray in a unique way, to receive that joy message and to shift it around. Mary, it's beautiful. And I really believe this is why Jerry and I feel so passionate about Catholic radio. We really believe God is using the radio airwaves to connect us all in the beautiful tapestry of the mystical body of Christ. So thank you, Mary, for being just a shining light today and just such a beautiful inspiration to all of us.
Thank you all. I love you all.
We love you too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, good stuff. Great stuff.
It's beautiful.
If you're not edified and blessed by this conversation today, and it's because of you, the listeners, not because of me and Debbie, mm-hmm. If you're not blessed and edified, then check for a pulse, you know, because this is one of those shows that really, like, you hit it right on the head, Debbie. It's meant to draw us together in some beautiful ways. So we're going to go next to Marty, who is in Houston, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Marty, thanks for your patience as well.
Oh, thank you all. I consider you and Debbie my adopted brother and sister because I'm the mama cheerleader. I love my mama.
Oh, God bless you. Thank
and
you
I
for
love
that.
When you say compliment. Mama.
Oh, she would walk to hell and back for me, and I just adored her. Mm-hmm. And another thing that programs brought up for me, I was blessed to be able to see. I miss Father Groeschel terribly. I think of him like Father Padre Pio. They both had that beautiful gift of reading hearts. Mm-hmm. And they were just such strong, faithful, loving, gentle men. And they could be feisty when they needed to be, but most of the time they were very, very gentle. My disability that I deal, one of them that I really deal with is ADHD. And it's very frustrating because it makes you feel, when I was a kid, they didn't know about it. I was, you know, the teachers would tell my mom, we can't keep him still. You know, he gets in trouble all the time, blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, they know how to work with it, but it can be very, very frustrating because sometimes you react like a 3-year-old. Sometimes if I can't figure something out, I get frustrated and, you know, I'll toss it or something, you know. So it's very, very, and it's embarrassing or, I don't know if humiliating is not the word, but it's hard to ask for help, you know, especially if you're filling something out. Because I can sit down and look at something and it's just, I can, you know, read English and I don't have dyslexia, but it can take me 20 minutes to figure out a simple, if it's an application or something like that. It's very frustrating. But God did bless me with a big mouth.
Well, you got a beautiful heart, Marty, and we're thankful that you called in today. And, you know, grateful that, like you said, you know, there were a lot of people who experienced, you know, ADD, ADHD and things like that many, many, you know, maybe perhaps decades ago, and it wasn't as understood as it is today. But still, you know, we hear in your heart, just like with all of the other callers today, a real sense of awareness of your relationship with God and how he has used this in many ways to bless you, and I'm sure to bless other people in and through you as well. So, you know, I'm sure it's been a bit of a challenge, like you said. I think you used the word frustrating, but also hopefully it's brought a lot of grace and blessings into your life. Debbie, I don't know if you...
I totally agree. And Marty, I just want to say, you know, a lot of folks that deal with ADHD or ADD are very, very creative minds. Those that have a free spirit side to them that is I think, quite refreshing. I think every time you call in to Take Two, I mean, I get a big smile on my face. You brighten my day. So I say, keep on keeping on, Marty. I think you're awesome.
Well, I love y'all.
We love you, too.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's mutual.
Absolutely.
Very, very mutual. Thank you, Marty, for calling today and for being a beautiful part of the Take Two family. I loved his thoughts about Father Groeschel, too. I miss mm-hmm. him a lot. You know, I pray for his soul. I also definitely, in my own private devotion, pray frequently to him for his intercession as well. Mm-hmm. And want to mention real quickly before I go back to the calls, another program here on EWTN Radio. It's Called to Communion with Dr. David Anders. He asks the question, and you answer it, what is stopping you from becoming a Catholic? Well, Dr. David Anders has the answers for you weekday afternoons at 2 Eastern Time and at Encores evenings at 11 Eastern Time right here on EWTN Radio. It's called Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders.
And I have the prayer book out, folks, so I just wanted to let you know at the top for today, we obviously added the wildfires in Canada and the air quality of what's happening in the Northeast, and now it's traveling to the south of the U.S., so we're praying for all the people suffering from breathing situations because of that, asthma and everything. It's really tough. We've already got word for that. And we also added Pat Robertson passed away, Jerry, and we added Pat Robertson to the prayer book as well. So the book is getting full every day, so just wanted to let you know we're on top of things.
Good. There's always another book to start, right?
There is. I have two, I think, two big boxes now, gigantic boxes from the 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8 years next week, next Thursday, is the 8th anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So we're looking forward to commemorating that particular event. In the meantime, we will go to more of your calls. Jennifer in San Antonio, also listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello, you guys. I was born prematurely. I was born normal, but because I was born prematurely, they had given me a vitamin through a dropper, and therefore I choked on it, and I had suffered a hemorrhage. And because of the hemorrhage, I was suffering seizures, and then I had developed cerebral palsy. And then they determined that I would be a vegetable in a wheelchair if I survived, and they decided since I was supposedly going to die, they had me baptized in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And that's what created the turnaround, because I was having really high fevers of 102 mm-hmm. and higher as a baby. Mm-hmm. And with the baptism, I had a slow turnaround, but I had to go through therapy and the like. And then for the time I was a baby up to the age of 16, my seizures stopped, although I had to undergo therapy and the like. I have all on my left side. My right side is normal, and it's still a struggle. But my seizures came back when I was 16, like I said, and I've had to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And it's been a struggle, although many miracles have happened, and my son, he's been wonderful and understanding, and he's helped me through it all. In fact, you guys have met me back when you were in San Antonio at San Fernando. I don't know if you guys remember.
Oh, we totally remember you, Jennifer. I was waiting to get to that point.
Yes, so I don't know if you remember seeing my cerebral palsy, but yes, I was not supposed to make it, and mm-hmm. there's been many miracles that have happened over the years, and I'm just so glad I'm able to help others and to have seen the walks that I've been, to let mm-hmm. them know that they're not alone, because mm-hmm. I know it is a hardship, but you know that they can get through it, and I'm glad that I'm able, if it's one person that I'm able to help them, then you know I know that God has worked through me, and so that's why I'm calling today.
Well, Jennifer, that's why we were so quiet as you were speaking. We were getting ready to share that you were part of the Stand Tall pilgrimage, and so we love you, and we hope and pray that people recognize your strength, because you have incredible survivor strength, and that's amazing. But you're such a beautiful soul. I mean, people will gravitate towards you. So, you know, it's wonderful to hear your story, because I think it gives others, an ability to keep going, keep fighting, keep staying strong, keep focused, because good things will come out of it. So we agree with you, Jennifer. What do you say, Jer?
I can't add anything to what you said. I agree too, Jennifer. You've got a beautiful spirit. It was indeed great having you with us on that pilgrimage in San Antonio. We would love to come back there someday, if God would will that. So anything else, Jennifer, you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm just glad that the Lord's been able to help use me, and not to give up, because I know no matter what their physical or mental struggles may be, there's a reason for it. Even though they may not see it on this side of heaven, they will on the other side. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
You know, just not to give up, because it might be hard, but there's a reason for it. And
yes.
And not to give up, basically.
Yes. And your son is very lucky to have you. You're an amazing mom. And Jerry was referring to the Stand Tall pilgrimages, getting back to San Antonio. For sure, we'd love to do that. It's definitely on our bucket list. But Jennifer, I will be back in San Antonio in August for the Fullness of Truth Miracles Conference. So maybe we could I could grab a quick hug and just say hello to you.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. I'm going to look into going to that. So
good.
That would be wonderful to see you again.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you. What a great
Thanks.
Call.
Yeah.
Wow.
Indeed. Indeed. We're going to go to Helen next, who is in Beverly, Massachusetts, listening today on Alexa. Hi, Helen. Thank you for calling Take Two.
Hi.
Hello.
So I'll just be real brief, because you probably don't have much time, but I'll just say I had bone marrow transplant in 2017, and I had breast cancer in 2018. So I'm in recovery from that. I do have graft versus host disease from my transplant, and it really helped grow my faith, the whole process of those medical things. They had given me a 50-50 chance of survival with the transplant, and so I really had to lean on my faith in God, and It helped me have more of a relationship with God, which I'm very grateful about. I'm currently dealing with some problems with hoarding and some anxiety, and I am seeing a therapist. I've had problems with alcoholism, but that is not since 2009, so I'm really I'm recovering from that, and also compulsive overeating. So, and I'm in recovery from that. I was diagnosed with diabetes recently, and that's been a real blessing because it's helped me focus on taking better care of my health. But the biggest hurdle that my husband and I have is just we have a lot of stuff in the apartment, and it's just a little bit overwhelming because my breathing problems and stuff, which I'd also like some prayer about if I could get that. Cause I'm nervous about the air quality and stuff because of my breathing. But just praying for stamina to deal and some courage and motivation to deal with the mess we have around here, and it's just really a little bit overwhelming. So that's my story.
Well, Helen, I put you in the book. Okay, you and your entire family and your friendship circle around you, because you've been through a lot. Okay, that is a lot to go through. The bone marrow transplant, going through breast cancer. You're a fighter. You're strong. Okay, and the only thing that I just wanted to share, it came so strongly to me. I'm so glad you are going to some professionals to help you with some of the things that you're working through. That's fabulous. We all should be doing that. But Helen, really incorporate the devotion if you can. St. Faustina, the Divine Mercy messages, okay? Because it's a trust factor. So the more we trust, the less we lean on ourselves. The more we trust God, the less we go to things that are going to relieve the pain and our fears. Okay, so the more we trust above the storm, the more we can get through the storm in a much easier way. Helen, I'm going to pray that for you, because it was a game changer for me.
Okay, and it's St. Faustina?
Yes.
You said St.
Yes,
Faustina. Where did you... That's some kind of devotion?
Yes, super easy. You can go to EWTNRC.com if you want to order it there. It's Diary of Saint Faustina, Faustina, the Divine Mercy in My Soul, Divine Mercy Messages. Okay, you'll find it. It's everywhere. It's the Divine Mercy image is always in the church sanctuary of our churches. So if you go into your church, next time you look around the entire church, you'll see the Divine Mercy with the rays of red and white. That's the Divine Mercy messages. That's the image that was given to Saint Faustina. Okay, thanks, Helen.
Yeah, Gina in Houston. Wish we were gonna have time. What was that?
I think it's a game changer for Helen.
It is, yeah. Gina, we're just out of time. You hear the music there. That is it for a Thursday of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie here on EWTN. Amazing show, as always. Thank you, Take Two family. And we're going to end the week a little bit lighter tomorrow, Debbie, talking about what people might have planned for the upcoming summer months.
That's what we were singing, right? Summertime, 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 right?
Yep.
You're going to sing for us tomorrow. Okay, no, I won't put you on the spot.
I'll do my best Mungo Jerry.
Summer plans tomorrow. That's what we're talking about on Take Two. We love you guys. Thanks to the Take Two family. You did a great job today. And until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon. St. Joseph, please pray for us.